This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. But didn't we hope that by this week there'd be some resolution and we could move on? Apparently the Supreme Court has already, I guess their new term begins, and not that I expected there would be another justice already on it, but we have 8 justices, and so it'd be very interesting to see how the Supreme Court moves forward, trying to get something done when half of them are liberal-leaning and half of them are right-leaning. So we'll tell you what the latest is going on with the Kavanaugh hearings and now the 7th FBI investigation. What is the FBI going to find now that they didn't before? And will the FBI even admit they're wrong? Well, you know, we missed this 6 times before, but all of a sudden, you know what? The 7th time we found it. It'll be interesting. This is like the biggest PR mess for all these people involved, and unfortunately the stakes are really, really high, and these are some pretty serious allegations. So we'll tell you guys what the latest is. They've already started witnessing, or they've already started interviewing. I'm currently going through a dump of physical memory. Do you guys know what that means? A problem has been detected and windows have been shut down to prevent damage. Why are they dumping my data? Anyway, so some of the stories I want to cover once my computer is done dumping is apparently an amoeba has been found in the Louisiana water system. We're going to be telling you about that. We've already had one person die from a brain-eating amoeba. This is unfortunately the time of year where swimmers or people that hang out in fresh water and did so during the summer unfortunately got themselves exposed to something, and it's rare, very, very rare, but it's so deadly. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about October 1, the anniversary of the Las Vegas shooting that happened a year ago. We're hearing tales from survivors, and we still don't have a motive. We still don't know why this happened. We're going to be talking about that. People are claiming that everybody moved on. Here in Vegas, no, we didn't. We want to know why somebody decided to shoot up a concert, a country music concert, from a hotel using 2 separate windows that are not very easy to navigate back and forth from, whose computer chip was missing next to his dead body. I'd like to know what's going on. I think a lot of us would like to know what's going on. And unfortunately, this is one of the rare cases where nobody knows what the heck happened. And that's very, very frustrating, especially since this happened on my turf. And I, you know, Las Vegas is home to almost 2 million people. And we have millions of people come each year to enjoy themselves, to, you know, enjoy music, enjoy entertainment, and to think like something like this could happen. You know, Life is Beautiful concert was just here, and my son went to the Life is Beautiful concert. I didn't because I just had too much to do, and he went with some friends, and it took multiple blocks along downtown Las Vegas, and the he said there were snipers everywhere. There was a lot of security. There was, I mean, they were watching. And that's, what an amazing feat by first responders in the area and our police force and SWAT, you know, being able to protect citizens like they can over 4 different blocks when there's all these hotel rooms. I mean, it blows my mind that we were able to get through Life is Beautiful as safely as we can. But, again, would like to know what happened. You know, there were a lot of rumors circulating You know, before this happened, there was a huge, big Antifa movement, and so people thought, well, maybe he was Antifa. But we haven't heard any sort of evidence on that. We also haven't heard from the Antifa movement, so for some reason, that just all completely went away. People were saying, oh, well, maybe it's mafia, or, you know, he was a Trumper. Again, no, still no evidence of that. So, while we're still waiting to, I guess we're still final, you know, information on that, we are still in mourning that we lost, multiple people in that shooting. We also have, a Florida mom who claims that her newborn was breastfed by somebody else. That always ticks off a mama. Some of us fight with our spouse. Apparently, fighting with your spouse can make you sick. Literally, we'll talk about that. And the risk of Ebola spread from Congo is now very high, says World Health Organization. So we're going to talk about how that's concerning. And then North Carolina residents are being told to avoid Florence-affected waters. So, in the aftermath of Hurricane Florence, and I believe there's another Hurricane Rosa that we're watching, the North Carolina Coastal Federation on Thursday issued a strong warning for residents who want to take a swim, stay out of the ocean and intracoastal waters. Apparently, there is a huge, massive stormwater runoff from Florence, and it has resulted in elevated levels of potentially harmful bacteria. The elevated levels were detected, in and around Wrightsville Beach. So these waters could have, chemicals, could have a lot of bacteria, pathogens, not obviously the safest water. They say it's contaminated with polluted runoff, such as bacteria, parasites, viruses. These could cause many types of illnesses from minor to severe infections. We saw people with flesh-eating bacteria infections after Harvey. So, bacteria-infected water, they say, is not uncommon following a tropical storm or hurricane. Shortly before Florence hit, experts warned drinking water could also be contaminated. Why? Because there was this overflow of manure pits, coal ash pits, water treatment plants, and other sources. They say when manure pits, according to Fox News, becomes flooded, the sewage can flow into other areas and threaten the public water supply. So, obviously, you don't want sewage in your water supply. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. And, again, sending prayers to those affected by Hurricane Florence. And it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So shirts off, everybody. Guys and girls, we need to examine ourselves for breast cancer. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I got a lot of emails over the weekend and last week. Huey wants to know why we don't just move on. He thinks Brett Kavanaugh is innocent, but we need a ninth Supreme Court judge. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure with the midterms coming and January coming. We've had other people write talking about their assault and how, compared to what Ford says happened to her, they're kind of dumbfounded that it got the attention that it did. There's a lot of things we could debate on this, and I want to bring everybody up to speed. But first, to address what Hugh or Huey, I hope I pronounced it right, I think it's Hugh, writes, if Trump decides to move forward and say, you know what, there's too much heat with Brett Kavanaugh, let's just move on, let's just get somebody else before the midterms, then they win. They win big time.
And a move like that will ruin it for everybody, Democrats and Republicans and right, left, conservative, liberals, people who aren't even politically, you know, aligned. If these accusations are false and unfounded, and the powers that be were able to derail a Supreme Court nomination and somebody who's very well decorated and well respected and who's never had an accusation in his life, then that means you, me, any one of us can be taken down by a false claim. That's why, well, that's assuming if Trump and the White House says, you know what, let's just nominate somebody else. If the FBI finds, oh, you know what, yeah, there's all the stuff we did miss 6 times before, but it looks like now with all these allegations coming out, there is something, that's a whole other story. That's then somebody who has been accused, investigation has brought forth new evidence, and then he loses his nomination. The FBI is supposed to be a neutral party, and we've seen how neutral the FBI has been before. So I'm not sure where everyone's faith is with that. But if the White House now decides to, in a knee-jerk reflex, say, you want to know what? We have to hurry. Let's just get somebody else in. And to play it safe, they pick a woman. We have just moved back centuries of progress. Because what it means is, a non-woman be nominated is going to be the safest route for everybody, and that's not really what we want. This we don't want everybody under siege. We don't want everybody in fear. We don't want to blackmail the government, and that's exactly what's happening. I commend Trump on how he's handled this in terms of, look, let the FBI do what they need to. But like Kellyanne Conway said, who also has come forth and said she's also been a victim of sexual assault. The funny thing is, you know, so many of us back then, I don't know a woman who hasn't, to be honest. We've all had, and I know people say, well, everyone now is saying, oh yeah, me too, me too, me too. But, you know, assault happened. And, you know, once we, you know, became comfortable with the definition going, yeah, you know, I just thought I had to just put up with it. You know, you'll see that, you know, with the definition of assault and unfortunately it ranging anywhere from you having a gun to your head being gang raped to somebody grabbing your butt, you see how the majority of women have been assaulted at one point or another. So she came forward, which I thought was pretty admirable. And you know, she had said that the White House is not going to, you know, interfere. But it's not supposed to be a fishing expedition. So to recap what happened is on Friday, the Senate Judiciary Committee moved forward in a majority to nominate Brett Kavanaugh. However, Senator Jeff Flake, a Republican from Arizona, caved and said he would only vote for his recommendation if a new investigation was launched and that the FBI would have a week for this new investigation. Now, when I heard that, I was like, okay, wait a second. You know, this is a very, very unorthodox way to do anything. First, you have all these people out of the woodwork saying, oh, yeah, this happened to me, this person did this, this person did this, and there's no ramifications if somebody lies. Right now, there's this big umbrella and window of protection for anybody who says Me Too. Which, if you were assaulted, it should be. But if you weren't, there should be some heavy-duty penalties for somebody claiming something happened. Now, the reason why it's so muddy is because somebody could say, yeah, you know, this happened to me. And there's no way to prove or disprove their memory and their being intent to lie. So if Dr. Ford really thinks somebody tried to take off her bathing suit, and tried to do, which is why people think, they think she must have been assaulted at some point in her life. You know, it was a very, very vivid description of an assault. There's no way to prove that she lied because what's in her mind is in her mind. Can't, there's, that's very difficult to put on, you know, put on trial. So the one-week FBI investigation is half-assed. It's not, they could do what they need to do if they investigate and make everybody swear and, you know, under perjury law, right? And interview quickly. I mean, yeah, they could. But what's going to happen is liberal media and all these critics are going to come out and say, no, 1 week is enough. We need more time. And they could delay and delay and delay. And this is a delay. Now, I know I shouldn't be crying over spilled milk and sour grapes. But what I don't understand is there was talk, and I know this, there's no reason complaining about it, but I just have to say it. There was talk when President Trump got elected that one of the Supreme Court justices was going to retire. And so why didn't it happen then? This, you know, the GOP kind of messed up on this one then. If they waited till the last minute or they waited close to midterms. Now, I understand nobody wanted it to look planned, but trust me, everyone's accusing the GOP of setting this up anyway. Now, can Justice Kennedy come out of retirement? Can he say, no, you know what, never mind. This place is whack. I'll just say, I don't think he wants to. So what is this FBI inquiry? What now happens? So apparently, my Dayton Daily News says the FBI now is charged with collecting information about a person's past. Any criminal record or problems with the credit record are noted. Agents will talk with people from the person's past and those in their lives and in recent times. Now, FBI is not necessarily supposed to confirm the allegations. Basically, what they do is they collect witness statements. The agency is not supposed to make judgments on the credibility of actions, they say, brought against a person. The information from an FBI investigation is compiled by agents, and then the findings are reported back to the agency that required the background check. Then the information is given to the requesting agency. So in Kavanaugh's case, this would be the Senate or the White House. So according to the New York Times, the FBI has been given a list of four witnesses to interview. Mark Judge, Leland Kaiser, P.J. Smith, and Deborah Ramirez. They've already talked to Deborah Ramirez. Deborah Ramirez was the second woman that came forward saying that when they were at a party drinking, Kavanaugh exposed his pelvis to her. And I believe she also said that he hit her in the face with his genitalia. And so from what we understand, Deborah Ramirez has already been interviewed by the FBI. We don't know what that has transpired into, however. She claims he was drunk at the time while they attended Yale University. Mark Judge had said he did not want to appear before a Senate committee hearing, and that he and Kavanaugh did not do what Ford claims he did. Kaiser and Smith both say they do not recall the party that Ford testified about. Now, people are saying, well, there needs to be more witnesses, and there needs to be more. I mean, how many people are going to come out of the woodwork going, yeah, I was at this party. What party? We still don't know when the party was. We don't know where the party was. So, I'm not sure what the FBI is going to get. And either way, they're going to be criticized. But the Supreme Court has started their next session. Next term. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News.
President Trump on Monday celebrated a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico, saying he kept his promise to fix America's bad trade agreements with the rest of the world.
This landmark agreement will send cash and jobs pouring into the United States and into North America. Good for Canada, good for Mexico. Instead of jobs leaving for overseas, they will be returning back home, and we've already had it. We have many, many car companies. I was with Prime Minister Abe of Japan. He said, we have sent many car companies to the United States over the last year and a half. It's true, and big expansions.
The FBI is in Allentown, Pennsylvania, searching for clues after a car exploded, leaving 3 dead on Saturday night. Police dispatch released a 911 call shortly after the explosion.
We just had an explosion south of 23. The car, we're getting multiple calls.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. So there is a patient at an Orlando, Florida hospital today who claimed to have had a firearm. And he was threatening to kill other people. Well, he has been shot and killed by police, and this occurred in the emergency room. The unidentified man was taken to Orlando Regional Medical Center. And he said the man was calm after being taken to the hospital for a, quote, medical condition. But then he began making threats to the hospital staff. That led to a lockdown. He said he had a gun and would shoot anyone who came near him. So crisis negotiators were called to the hospital, but officers approached the man, and he made, quote, aggressive movements, according to the police. So he was shot dead. Chief John Mina said, I think if patients nearby hadn't needed care right away, we would have talked to him longer. Crisis negotiators tried to get him to surrender calmly. The thing is, though, is he didn't have a weapon on him. Mina said the hospital's emergency room planned to quickly resume normal operations Orlando's Health tweeted that the emergency room was the only department affected by the lockdown. The rest of the hospital continued with normal operations. So, now there's headlines that another unarmed man was shot and killed by the police. I don't know what to tell people. If you are going to threaten to kill others, people are going to take that seriously. You know, this burden of proof that has to now be taken on by any police officer, well, I need to actually see the weapon, and then I need to see the weapon, and then I need to see it actually pointed, and I need to be looking down the barrel before I protect others and myself. That doesn't work. If somebody claims they're going to kill other people, right, that's unfortunately enough. Now, there was somebody that came into my office that threatened to spray bullets, quote-unquote spray bullets. We talked him down. Luckily, he took off his shirt so I could see that he didn't have a gun on his waist. Kind of sat next to him until the police came, calmed him down a little bit, and I'm glad he didn't get killed. I just didn't want him running out into the middle of the street and, getting hit by a car or causing a car accident and causing other people. You know, so I figured if I could have him contained, since we already cleared the building of patients, I'm glad he ended up not dying. But threatening to shoot others, you bet your butt I would have shot him. I'm going to protect me. I'm going to protect my patients. I'm going to protect my staff. Yeah. I'm going to take that threat seriously. I don't know where people come up with, well, I'm going to lie about having a weapon and threaten everybody. And then a concern that we have is we have a lot of mental illness out there. And so when you tell somebody to freeze or you tell somebody to put your hands down or hands up, if you tell somebody not to go into your pocket and they do that, that it's unfortunately causing people to get shot. And I know people are going to laugh at me bringing this up, but maybe what we need to do is in schools, all right, train kids on what to do when police come. We do fire drills. We teach kids what to do when there's a fire drill. We teach kids what to do when there's an earthquake. Why aren't we teaching kids and drilling adults on what to do if, you know, police are in the area? When police say freeze, hands up, you do it. I just noticed so many of these shootings are people then reaching into their pocket. Then they get shot, and they're like, well, they're reaching for their phone. What's the psychology behind reaching for your phone? Maybe they want to videotape. Maybe they want to call somebody. I don't know. And some of these people getting shot don't have mental illness. So they are competent. They can understand commands. Now, somebody could argue, well, these people that are getting shot, they're scared. So they panic, and they do things when they panic. Okay. I'll buy that. I mean, I laugh when I'm nervous. I could be yelled at by somebody, and I'll start to giggle. I used to get in trouble in school all the time because I would be laughing at the teacher, and it was a nervous laugh. When somebody yells at me, I giggle. And so, that's something that is very reflexive and I can't fix. But if somebody said, hands on your head, now I would listen to them. And it just seems to me that, you know, when I read these, well, he went into his pocket or he went into his... So if the police give you a command and you don't do it, yes, there's a risk that they are going to think you're pulling out a weapon. And they have every right to defend themselves. A police officer does not have to take a bullet first. No way and nowhere have they signed up for we will take the bullet first and the risk of being shot in the head to confirm that you have a deadly weapon. No, that's ridiculous. So if somebody claims they're going to kill somebody, or if somebody is acting erratic, you tell them to freeze or put their hands up or lie on the ground, and they don't do it, and they reach into their pocket, you have to assume it's a weapon. Now, if somebody has mental illness, that's a problem. If they are deaf, have dementia, those could be problems. And, you know, how are police officers supposed to diagnose that within milliseconds? So I suggest that we start to drill, and we go, if we know how to do fire drills, we go through police drills. I don't care if you have an itch. Maybe people have an itch. Some people, when they get nervous, they itch. They may scratch themselves, so they may reach towards their chest to scratch themselves. No. Hands above that, you could use the ground to scratch. Or you could say, look, I have an itch, and I'm going to try to, I got an itch, or something. But I think we need to do drills, and I know that sounds ridiculous. But I think it's ridiculous that people are reaching into their pockets or grabbing their phone when they're told hands up or to freeze. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Can I also say that the ERs are not the safest place to be? You know, there's thousands of people that come into emergency rooms every day. And you guys don't go to the emergency room by choice. I understand that. And I think people really underestimate how dangerous emergency rooms are. You know, when I trained, most of the doctors carried. And I didn't even have to ask why. I mean, I knew my first day why they had to. An emergency room is some of the most dangerous places to attract people, criminals, violent people, people who want to steal narcotics, people who want to grab hostages, people that get mad. Somebody dies, one of their loved ones dies, so they want to shoot the doctor. And so, you know, a lot of people don't want to go into, I loved emergency medicine, but a lot of people don't say, you know, one of the reasons why emergency medicine is not the easiest field is because you really have your life in your hands. I can't tell you how many times people were grabbing and trying to hit me. And, you know, I learned how to block and I was fine with it. And, you know, my adrenaline was rushing. So I loved working in the ER, but you know, being middle-aged, I don't know how many more years I could have done it. It is tough. And there's not a lot of places to hide, and you want to protect your patient first. If somebody comes in with a gun, I'm going to want to jump on the patient and protect the patient I'm next to. So it's not the easiest place to be. So when somebody comes in saying, I'm threatening to shoot, unfortunately, this that we've heard is not that uncommon. So God bless everyone who was there and who was able to stop this before it got bad. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Speak, speak,
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back in Los Angeles. You can also tune in 1-877-DOCTALI. So shirts off. Shirts off. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And that's a long month I get. You know, this is where we see the football players wear pink. That's nice. I think we really overdo it with pink. We're trying to raise awareness. And, you know, seeing pink, I think, really excludes the guys that also have, you know, risk for breast cancer and could be at risk for that. And just because you're wearing pink doesn't mean you're actually, you know, looking for breast cancer. Means you have a pink handkerchief or you're wearing pink shoes. Or you have a pink towel. I mean, that's nice. And I think the whole pink movement is great. But we have a lot of people spending money on buying pink stuff when that money could really go to research. There was somebody, one charity had kind of complained a long time ago
how the pink movement is nice and all that, but there's so much money and advertising dollars going into showing people turn pink that I, you know, sometimes I think we're forgetting what we're trying to do. So, for you guys out there, if you guys want to take off your shirt and be shirtless today, shirts off. Hey, why not? I think shirts off is a very, very nice way to show your support and to allow people to kind of look at your chest to see if you have breast cancer. For women, we can't do that. Women, though, we need to take off our shirts and examine ourselves privately. We need to get our mammograms. We need to get our breast ultrasounds. If you're a young girl who's not old enough for a mammogram, you still need to check yourself. The USPSTF does not recommend self-breast screenings. But I got to tell you, my patients, new patients who would come in saying, I found a lump. I was like, thank God you checked yourself. You have got to know your body. Men, too. I don't have breast tissue. I got pecs. Okay, well, you have the pectoralis major, pectoralis minor. You got muscles. Yeah, you got muscles there. I'll grant you that. Absolutely, you got muscle. But you do have fibroadipose tissue. You have a nipple. You have an areola, which is the darkening around the nipple. So you do have breast tissue. There's even ducts. There are these little blind ducts. Some cords of cells. Men can't get breast cancer. Women, of course, have more breast tissue. Me, I think I have too much. I could donate probably 3 breast sizes to somebody and still barely change my breast cup. Don't ask, I don't know why I got endowed. But worries me because that, you know, takes long. My mammograms take like half a day. And I'm like, are we done yet? I gotta eat. And they're like, no, we just did one. And maybe it's because my foot's in the way. Like, ma'am, I'm sorry. Your big toe is again in the view of the mammogram. I'm like, well, I mean, it's not my fault my breasts are down there. It happens. So, what are signs of breast cancer? Well, a lump in the breast, under the arm, having pain in the breast. If you have a shape, guys, if you notice your chest looks funny, where one side looks like it's dimpling in or bigger than another, that could be a sign. You could get discharge from the nipple. You could get bleeding from the nipple. You could get rash. You could get sores. You could get different colors, discoloration. You could even get changes in skin texture where it starts getting more dry or wrinkly or tenting. Because when there's cancer, it starts to pull and you make these very, very hard tethers. And it starts to pull on other tissue. You know, I was pulling out a liposarcoma of someone's back, and his wife was a nurse and asked that I did in the office, and I decided to have him go to a surgical center for it because we thought it was just a simple lipoma. But this sucker was tethered, and it was tethered deep. And no matter how much I cut, it was still attached. And he had a liposarcoma, which is a deadly form of a lipoma. It's rare, but it was very, very steadfast, fixed, did not want me pulling it out. It was mean. And so if that had been on the skin, we would have seen a tenting. So looking at women, 1 in 8 women will develop invasive breast cancer over the course of their lifetime, 1 in 8. According to the American Cancer Society, they're estimating 266,120 cases of invasive breast cancer, 64,000 cases of non-invasive breast cancer. That is going up from last year. Breast cancer is rising. That is higher than last year. 40,920 women are expected to die this year from their breast cancer, and 480 men. Close to 500 men are supposed to die this year of breast cancer. Men have got to get checked. So what are risk factors? Well, if you're older than 50, family history could put you at risk. Not always, though. A lot of people with breast cancer never had in the family. The BRCA1 and BRCA2 genetic mutations. Drinking alcohol could put you at risk for breast cancer. If you've never been pregnant, Or if you became pregnant for the first time at over 35 years old, that could put you at risk. If you started your periods early, like at age 11 or younger, that could put you at risk. If you're obese, especially after menopause. If your breasts are dense. Lack of physical activity. Use of birth control pill. Previous precancerous tumors, such as atypical hyperplasia. If you're ever exposed to DES. Previous radiation therapy. So, how am I at risk? Well, for me, we have a family history. I have drunk a mojito every now and then. My breasts are dense, and I'm not skinny anymore. And I've used birth control pills. So a lot of women are looking at this list going, you know what, that could be any, you know, most of us have it. Well, most of us are at risk, which is why 1 in 8 women. So we stage breast cancer based on the size of the tumor, if the lymph nodes were affected, and if the cancer is spread to distant areas of the body. Prognosis varies, obviously, by stage. So if you have stage zero breast cancer is where there are abnormal cells in the lining of the ducts or sections of the breast. There is an increased risk of developing cancer in both breasts, but there's 100% survival rate at that point. Stage one is where the tumor is under an inch, 98% survival rate. Stage two is where the cancer is less than 2 inches, and it may have spread to an axillary lymph node. Then there's an 88% survival rate. Stage three is when the tumor is bigger than 2 inches. It has extensively spread to lymph nodes. You may get dimpling, inflammation, or color, 52% survival rate. So half people will survive, half won't. And then stage four, where cancer has spread beyond the breast region, like to the brain, liver, etc., 16% survival rate. 85% of breast cancer cases happen in people who never had a family history. So still, mammograms are the first-line screening tool for breast cancer. They're currently recommended every 2 years now for women age 50 to 74. That's new. We used to do them every year at age 50, every couple years at age 40. My doctor, even though I'm in my 40s, she's having me do it every year. She is not messing around. Those at high risk, and I am at high risk, you got to start earlier. Follow-up ultrasound. I'm getting my mammogram tomorrow. So, yep, I'm doing my toenails, right? Shaving my feet just in case it gets in the view. But shirts off. Read my article on my website at drdahlia.com. Breaks down the scoop. All right, when we come back, we'll tell you more about what's going on with the FBI probe, what's going on with Ebola. Congo now, or the World Health Organization, is saying that the risk of Ebola spread is now, quote, very high. And high blood pressure, the silent killer, may actually have symptoms we need to talk about. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.